If you're ready to dominate the personal injury arena and champion your firm, join me at PIMCon, the first ever official PIM conference. Conquer marketing, network with titans, celebrate excellence, and go for the gold this September in Scottsdale at the 5-star Phoenician Resort. Secure your place among the elite. Reserve your all-access pass into the winner's circle at PIMCon.org, where we take you from good to GOAT. All right, let's get on with the show.
But in reality, we can handle 100,000 calls at the exact same time.
Welcome to Personal Injury Mastermind. I'm your host, Chris Dreyer, founder and CEO of Rankings.io, the legal marketing company the best firms hire when they want the rankings, traffic, and cases other law firm marketing agencies can't deliver. Do me a favor and hit that follow button right now to subscribe. You'll be the first to get every new episode delivered straight to you the moment it drops, giving you the edge. On these special toolkit episodes, we dive deep into conversations with the leading vendors in the legal sphere, the masterminds behind the technologies, services, and strategies that help law firms not just survive, but thrive in today's competitive landscape. This is Toolkit Thursday on PIM, your weekly guide to staying sharp in the legal world. Let's get started. Pick up the phone. A missed call is not just a missed opportunity. It is revenue leaking out of your marketing funnel and driving up your costs, not to mention driving us marketing agencies nuts. Yet incredibly, most firms don't have this simple action dialed in, whether it's inconsistent human call centers or simply accepting some calls will slip through the cracks. The cost of dropping the ball is just too high. What if I told you there's finally a solution to seal those marketing leaks once and for all? A cutting edge system that leverages artificial intelligence to guarantee you never miss another call. The wait time is basically zero, and every prospect gets a platinum level experience right from their first interaction. In this interview, I'm joined by Chris O'Brien, co-founder of Capture Now, the legal industry's first and only automated AI call solution. We'll dive deep in their innovative technology and explore how firms can maximize marketing by capturing 100% of leads, deliver unmatched client experience consistently and at unlimited scale, empower staff to focus on high impact activities instead of reactive intake. If you want an advantage that almost seems unfair, this episode is for you. With Capture Now, blow past competitors and truly convert more signed cases from your advertising spend. Chris O'Brien explains his journey to becoming co-founder of Capture Now.
So started off out of college, worked for a case management provider called Client Profiles that later became Aderant Total Office. Spent about 8 years there, really just learning the business, understanding the operations of a law firm. And the thing that kept coming up for me is when working with personal injury clients, they needed a better way to be able to handle their leads and the management of new potential clients. And so I kept trying to kind of make this case management system work in that environment and for those specific needs and just could never kind of hit the mark. So I left that business and started Captora, which was the first intake CRM platform designed specifically for personal injury law firms. Quite frankly, experienced really great success there, built that business up to about 350 clients, successfully exited that business, sold that to the great folks at Martindale Avo. And then Gary Falkowitz and I partnered up to create ICE Intake Conversion Experts, which was the first intake call center environment that actually qualified and retained clients on behalf of the law firms that we represented, and also experienced great success there. I had a good exit from that business as well, and then jumped into now this new business, new venture that Gary, myself, and Michael Mogul are partnered on, which is Capture Now, which is basically a AI-based phone answering tool, again, designed mostly for personal injury law firms, but also extends really well into other consumer-based law firms as well.
That's amazing. And I wanted to tee up for the audience your background, right? I think it's like the ultimate team kind of assembled between yourself, Gary, Michael, in just understanding the space, the pains, the problems that you solve. So let's start with some of the features, some of the benefits of Capture Now. You know, I'm a marketer, right? So there's nothing worse than when I run that weekly report and I get on call rail and I'm like, 21 missed calls this week. Wonderful. There's nothing worse. Let's talk about that.
I could talk about it firsthand and owning and operating that call center environment. Our biggest challenge was answering the phone. So just full transparency, we missed calls. It just was impossible to be able to staff for every burst that you could possibly have. And it's what kept us up at night, you know, that and then actual clients saying, you know, can I get that call recording? Because that was always a challenge as well. You could never control what those agents are going to say on the phone and how they're representing the firms that we're representing. So all of that was certainly a challenge for us. And that's what made Capture Now really great for Gary and I to jump into and design, is because those huge concerns that we had at ICE are completely removed with Capture Now. Answers the phone on the first ring every single time. It never says something stupid. We don't have to motivate it and get them into work and train them. It's a prescribed solution that does exactly what it's intended to do, and that's capture every incoming lead. And now we have a new solution that handles existing client calls in about 25 to 30 seconds, gives them a really fantastic experience, gets their information in the hands of the case manager so they can then, you know, handle that client appropriately.
Just a couple things to point out. You know, the first one, well, Chris, I thought that I hired the third party intake system to handle those calls and to not miss calls. So the reality is, even if that's their sole focus and their niche, it's a challenge just from a utilization perspective.
You know, listen, we're all facing staffing challenges right now and have been for a number of years. And for us to kind of take our staffing challenges and say we're just going to outsource this to another group, we have to realize that they're having staffing challenges as well. And theirs get exacerbated because a bunch of firms are then, you know, kind of handing their problems over to these call centers. Truth be told, like I really feel for them. It's a very challenging environment to be able to staff right now. It's a very challenging environment to motivate, a challenging environment to kind of get folks to do what you want them to do. So I get the need. I get our desire as kind of firm owners to be able to make sure that we think we're doing the responsible thing by kind of outsourcing some of that work that we can't fulfill inside. But at the end of the day, we're really just kind of handing our problems off to others and they're experiencing the same challenges that we were. With Capture Now, all that goes away because it is completely automated. It's a technology solution that answers the phone for you without the need for human interaction. One of the funniest things that we have with our clients now is that they'll call us just like they would a call center and say, you know, we're going to have a staff meeting on Friday, so you're going to see an increased amount of volume from us on Friday. And I always chuckle and say, okay, well, we'll turn the knobs up to be able to handle a little bit more horsepower on Friday for you. But in reality, we can handle 100,000 calls at the exact same time, capture all the information, insert it directly into your CRM, send a post-call text to the client or to the caller so that they know that their call's been handled appropriately. All of it's just done in an automatic fashion for the firm. It's really a fantastic, fantastic option.
That's incredible. And I want to dig in more to that soon. I kind of want to circle back. You know, one of the things we talked about was the missed calls. But the other one that just kills me as a consumer is when I call, you know, a restaurant, whether it's to make a reservation or what have you. And if it rings more than three or four times, I don't know if it's the DI personality in me. I just get super impatient. I'm just done. Right. I get frustrated. So talk to me about this other silent killer, just the ring time and how that plays into intake.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the biggest thing. We're all impatient today. We all want immediacy. We all want to be able to have our needs met right away. The ideal implementation of Capture Now, of course, is to give your staff the appropriate, you know, few rings to be able to answer that phone call. If they can't answer it, once you forward it to us, we answer it immediately. If you were to be working with an answering service, you need to build in ring time for them to be able to answer the call as well. So with that challenge of that kind of transferring and then giving them, you know, an allotted time to be able to do that, you really need to shrink your ability to be able to handle those calls initially. What we see, unfortunately, a lot of times is that when you transfer your calls over to that answering service, they're not able to pick it up in the ample, you know, amount of ring time for you as consumers will disengage from that call. And in many cases, they never even let you know that that call existed. So ideally, if I get a missed call on my cell phone, I don't know who it is. Many times I'll call that number back if it's not marked as a spam call. But you're not even having that opportunity to call those folks back because they're not transparent with you that they missed a call because they don't want to highlight the fact that they're not able to pick up the phone in time. So that's really the killer to me isn't just the ring time. It's also the lack of transparency that you actually missed a phone call.
You know, sticking on that, the automatic, like not missing calls and just answering all of them, you mentioned like 100,000 at once. Have you seen just the marketer in me has got to ask, you know, local services ads, for example, at the very top of Google, the best virtual real estate currently, their ranking factors are region, response, and reviews. Response, from what I've seen working with our clients, is if you miss calls trying to do Google Screen local services ads, it's just the graveyard. You're done. Have you seen clients that have worked with Capture Now have an impact on the LSA perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a configuration that we set up with LSA specifically. A lot of our answers can be yes or no kind of responses from the caller. And from an LSA standpoint, they like a little bit longer of answers and they like a little bit more dialogue back and forth. So for LSAs, if we know it's being utilized in that environment, we'll create more open-ended questions so that it creates more of a conversation flow, which scores, you know, better from a Google perspective. Certainly the phone answering, we have that in spades. It just answers right away and they're able to kind of, you know, get a great score from that immediately. But as far as that conversation aspect of it, you know, we kind of extend those questions to be able to get a better score from Google there as well. So very much from an LSA perspective, been a popular use case for us.
Let's say, you know, you have a Spanish speaker or a different languages. Does Capture Now recognize the different languages? Because your intake specialist, maybe they only speak English. Maybe, you know, they have to transfer to someone that speaks Spanish. How does that work?
Yeah, so we just have English and Spanish support. We do not have other languages right now. But exactly as you intended, if the person identifies themselves as a Spanish speaker, then they get the same experience just spoken in Spanish. The default is English, of course, but definitely have Spanish speaking support as well, but have not extended to other languages, you know, just yet. And truth be told, that's probably, you know, a further down the road option for us to add other language support.
Talk to me about recognizing the individual recognizes that it's AI. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, are there individuals that have a bad experience? You know, I can tell you when I'm on the Bank of America and I'm getting the prompts, sometimes they just feel never ending on the prompts. And I end up after the third or fourth prompt, I'm like, operator, operator, you know, yelling it over and over. So tell me about the experience of just the consumer working with an AI.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I mean, it's a great voice, but we don't hide from the fact that it's AI. There's certainly some big businesses that I've called where it's almost like they're trying to kind of make it seem like it's a human. And that's just not what we're doing. You definitely can tell it's AI. From a engagement perspective for new leads, it's a very kind of prescribed, you know, quick ability to be able to capture all the contacts information, the case type they're calling about, and then the quick qualifying questions that you want to be able to have answered to make sure that this is a good lead or a bad lead. And that flows very quickly. It takes about 2 minutes. And we see the consumers engage tremendously through that process. It's basically the first step of engaging the law firm. So that has gone really well. Where we also have a great experience now is with the existing clients. We released a caller IQ feature about 6 months ago, which basically is a tight integration into the firm's case management system. So if an inbound call comes in from a number, it looks that number up directly inside the case management system, identifies what role this person plays in regards to the firm. So is this an existing client? If it's an existing client, it would greet them by name based on the name that's inside of the case management system, and then gives them a specific call experience based on their role. So as an example, if they're an existing client, it would say, you know, hi, Chris, welcome back. Are you calling to receive an update on your case? Are you calling to provide us information about your case? Or would you like your case manager to call you back? And so they have those three options. The total call takes about 25 seconds. So it's a great experience, you know, for the caller. It's not like they're getting a answering service where they're asking them to say their name and spell their name and say their last name and spell their last name, really treating them like a stranger, keeping them on the line for 4 minutes and then still not kind of meeting their needs at the end of the call. Typically, the consumers, you know, they want to talk to their case manager right away. If they can't talk to their case manager, they love the experience Capture Now is giving them through the caller IQ.
If you're ready to dominate the personal injury arena and champion your firm, join me at PIMCon, the first ever official PIM conference. Conquer marketing, network with titans, celebrate excellence, and go for the gold this September in Scottsdale at the 5-star Phoenician Resort. Secure your place among the elite. Reserve your all-access pass into the winner's circle at PIMCon.org, where we take you from good to goat. All right, let's get on with the show. I think when the technology answers by my name, I know that they have data on me. At least I feel more comforted, like, okay, they're looking up my profile. You know, another thing is price, right? So a few of the things you mentioned, just, you know, in terms of these third party setups, you know, they may charge per minute or per call. And then you have varying levels. Like you said, you client experience. How does pricing match up versus other solutions, whether outsourced or in-house?
Yeah. So typically we end up being about 30% of what a traditional answering service would be. All of our calls are on a fixed price per call. It's $1.95 per call through CaptureNow. There's no per minute charge. There's no charge for, you know, the hold time or anything along those lines. It's just a price per call, very predictable, very easy. And again, you don't have to worry about those long calls that kind of get out of hand with a call agent. And all of a sudden you're getting billed $30 for a simple phone call.
And then, like, talk to me about application. Could it be an extension with a third party? Like, say, hey, the first experience is CaptureNow, and then live transfer to maybe a call center, and then they're not dealing with the same amount of volume. Maybe they can prioritize it because they're not doing the vetting experience. Could that be a scenario where it could actually complement the third party?
Yeah, most definitely. So CaptureNow, it's very nimble in how you can set it up. I'll go through kind of the three most popular ways that we see it being utilized. You know, first and foremost, the most popular way is as a backup to your existing staff. Actually, CaptureNow stands for nights overflow and weekends, and that's how it is primarily set up. So we get turned on at nights. We get turned on for overflow during the day if your staff can't pick up the phone, and then, of course, on weekends. And so that's the primary way that we would see it. During the day, maybe you give your staff four rings or about 20 seconds to be able to pick up the phone. If they can't, then it hits CaptureNow to make sure that every call, of course, is captured and handled. And then on nights and weekends, it would just ring directly to us. So when you leave the office, you forward your calls to the number that we provide and it rings directly to us. Another very popular way that we see it being utilized is during the day for existing clients. Again, mentioning that staffing crunch that we have a lot of firms experiencing right now. I'm sure you'll love to hear this as the marketer. They are prioritizing their intake calls to make sure that any new person that is trying to reach out to their firm, that they are able to handle themselves with a live voice in the office that can qualify and retain that client right away, which should be the gold standard for everybody doing intake. So they are basically putting an IVR on the front end of CaptureNow that says, are you a new client? Are you an existing client? Are you calling about something else? If they identify themselves as a new client, that goes directly to their intake staff inside the firm. If they're an existing client, then that would go into the CaptureNow's caller IQ experience, which is able to capture that call, document the reason for the call, and then actually integrates those phone records directly into their case management system. And then the third experience, as you said, is as a complete capture solution on the front end to make sure that every one of your calls gets captured and answered by CaptureNow. And then based on certain factors within that call, we can then live transfer it to either your internal staff or to a third-party call center that can then retain those clients for you. And we see that, Chris, in environments where maybe a firm has a high lead volume but a low qualification percentage. Think of employment, something along those lines, where they're going to get a lot of calls, but they only maybe want 3 or 4% of those calls, rather than having, you know, to staff up their own call center or staff up another call center to be able to handle those. CaptureNow gives them a very inexpensive way to get a look at the lead before they identify if they want to spend resources to be able to call those folks back or accept those live transfers.
I'm just putting myself in the shoes of a PI attorney, you know, in terms of the intake, like the in-house versus the AI. So on one hand, maybe you could speak to the consistency of, you know, the consistent experience. But on the other hand, have you seen any situations from like an EQ perspective or does the AI kind of mitigate the need for the same EQ because they know they're dealing with, you know, technology?
So it definitely eliminates that kind of emotional intelligent aspect of the calls. I'll tell you one thing, going back to my days of, owning and operating the call center, it is amazing how call center reps almost, I'm not sure if they become numb or they're just like numb people, but like, it's amazing that they could hear the most terrible emotional story and there's just deadpan, no reaction, no empathy, no anything. And it's almost like, you know, is this person alive kind of a thing? And you can try to train it into them, but like, it just doesn't work. Either the people have it or they don't. And I was shocked at just the lack of empathy that some individuals just have. And the, you know, call center can't control that. You can't train that into people. It's just who they are. That's really a hiring aspect. Going back to, you know, our AI solution, you know, we're not trying to fool people into believing that it's human. You know, we do build in like some empathy kind of statements, but they're really more transitionary statements than like trying to elicit real empathy. We don't want to insult the intelligence of the caller by trying to make them think that this robot is then providing them empathy. So we'll build in some, you know, sorry to hear that, but like, it's not with some deep, rich emotion where we're really trying to empathize with that person. So it, largely it reduces kind of the need for that EQ.
Got it. Got it. So we've talked about like kind of the setup, the pricing, the, you know, some of the differences and consistencies and those missed calls and the wait time. Maybe you could talk to me about like the post call. So after the call is done, let's take it a couple different states. Let's say you have a qualified, you know, how does the transfer work? And then talk about just that post call experience.
Yeah. So when we first launched the solution, it was very much phone answering. And that's kind of what we came to market with. It answered the phone calls. It basically gave you a transcript. But as the product has evolved, it's really evolved largely into a technology automation solution as much as a phone answering solution. So going through really the two separate scenarios for you, let's say it's a first-time caller to your office calling about a new potential case. We're going to basically handle that call. When that call is handled, the questions that are asked based on each case type that is built into the system, those can have, you know, qualifiers or prioritization associated with those. So if they answer, you know, affirmatively or, you know, to injuries or to not being at fault, what have you, that can be set up where that call would be live transferred to any number that you designate. It can get live transferred into your staff, to somebody's cell phone that's on call, or to a third-party call center for them to be able to handle that call after we've kind of prioritized it or pre-qualified it for them. Once that call is done, of course, it would complete that transfer to the other individual, but the caller would still receive a post-call text that would let them know that we have all their information and we've just transferred your call to a representative from the firm or however you want. It's customizable, but hitting them with that post-call text to allow them to know that their call, of course, was handled and then what the next step is critically important. When firms aren't live transferring, what we see there a lot is that you'll send a simple V-card that says, we'll be calling you momentarily. Please download our V-card so that you'll know it's us when we're calling you back in just a few minutes. And that level of kind of post-call communication, we see freezes that caller. They don't look for that next number. They'll go ahead and give you, you know, 5 to 10 minutes to make sure that you call them back before calling another firm. There's still urgency. They're not going to give you a day or anything along those lines, but it does give you enough time to be able to adequately receive that transcript and then call those individuals back.
Let's say like I'm a referral firm, right? Or I get a call that's out of my jurisdiction and I've got referral partners, maybe a state nearby. And on the live transfer perspective, sometimes there's like, if there's not a, you know, a web hook to the CRM, the live transfer occurs and it's basically starting the whole intake process over, right? They get asked these redundant questions. It's not as good for the consumer and they just don't have a lot of information. Can the transfer, like say if I'm working with another firm that does, let's just say nursing home abuse and I don't do nursing home and I'm going to send it to Smith Klein Smith or a firm like that. Mm-hmm. Did they get information and context around the call from the tech?
So not in the live transfer. The live transfer is just a live transfer that goes over to them. However, we do provide an email transcript that if that's set up in your rules that you send all nursing home abuse to Smith Klein Smith, it would absolutely send a transcript of the call, basically all the contact information, the case type, the questions and answers about the case type that caller was presented with. They would get an email with that information. So when they get that live transfer, they'd have a corresponding email that was available for them to look at. And then one thing I didn't mention is also we integrate all those new leads into whichever CRM the law firm is utilizing. So whatever they use for lead management, if it's a new lead that comes in, those are all through API, just integrated directly into that lead management system.
Excellent. Excellent. So I'd say some of the CRMs, whether it's like a lead docket, would probably have hooks that can help with those transfers too.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
AI is not as taboo as it was, right? Because you've got all these great technologies emerging. I guess, what are the questions like for those listening that are a bit skeptical? Like, I don't want a robot answering my calls. Like, what would you say to that?
A couple things here. One, first and foremost, when we launched the solution, it was AI. When we actually kind of backed away from that, and then 2 months after we launched the solution, ChatGPT came out and AI became all the rage. So initially, we were also a little bit tepid as saying, do we want to call it AI? But now it's become so highly accepted. From the standpoint of having an AI or essentially a voice bot be able to answer the calls, What I would tell you first and foremost is it's used in all experiences that we have with all other businesses that we're dealing with. You mentioned ordering pizza now, even calling Domino's, you're getting an AI to be able to order your pizza at this point. Certainly your airlines, your hotels, credit cards, we're dealing with it everywhere. So from that standpoint, it's not a shock for a caller to be able to experience that. What I would tell you is what's scary is the other end, and that's trusting these humans to be able to, one, pick up the phone, not say something silly on the phone, to be able to pronounce the firm's name correctly, to not put the caller on hold, to not take what should be a 30-second call and make it into a 5-minute call. You know, that's where the real risk is with these firms. And the one thing that I would, you know, going back a number of years, what we wanted to do as kind of a firm owner is to kind of trick the caller into believing whoever's answering the phone is actually still a representative or an employee of the law firm that they're calling. At this point, that is a very scary assumption that I would want my clients to make. If I was working with an answering service, I would want them to disclose, we are an answering service for the law firm. We are not an employee or direct representative for the law firm, because the calls are, some of them are really just kind of off the rails. And anybody that isn't listening to your calls, I would challenge you to listen to some of the calls that are being answered by your answering service. It's a challenging environment, and it's not the representation that you'd want folks, you know, new callers or existing clients to be receiving when they're calling your office.
I've experienced this. Like, I have a few firms that did like Lejeune tort. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're on the phone for like 3 hours, right? Talking about their experience and their story and how it's impacted them. And if you're paying an in-house professional, I mean, first of all, their utilization's done, right? How many calls are they going to answer for the day? And that just the costs associated with that, as opposed to, hey, I understand this is AI. I'm not going to tell AI and the software my life story. I'll give them the necessary information for the live transfer. And it kind of weeds through a lot of that.
Yep, absolutely. It's like you said, utilization is, it's a challenge, and you want your reps to be compassionate, but you also need to be able to get off the phone to answer that next call.
Where can people go to learn more about Capture Now and connect with you?
Yeah, just typical website, capturenow.com. My email address is chris@capturenow.com. Certainly would love to hear from anybody, do a demonstration, you know, show them Capture Now in action, let them experience it for themselves.
Thanks to Chris for all of his insights today. Let's hit the recap. Time for the takeaways. First up, capture every lead. Every marketing dollar you invest needs to deliver maximum return. Every call that goes unanswered is a double financial hit. Missed calls are literally missed opportunities and wasted ad spend. Consider a tool like Capture Now to pick up any calls that falls through the cracks.
The killer to me isn't just the ring time, it's also the lack of transparency that you actually missed a phone call.
Up next, stay consistent even as you scale. An amazing first impression is important and challenging, especially as your firm grows. Human agents can vary in professionalism and empathy, and they have very real limits to the volume of calls they can handle during the spike. Capture Now allows firms' human capital to operate at its highest and best use. Intake staff can invest more time in each qualified lead while AI captures every call. User experience is consistent no matter how many calls come through.
One of the funniest things that we have with our clients now is that they'll call us just like they would a call center and say, you're going to see an increased amount of volume from us on Friday. And I always chuckle and say, okay, well, we'll turn the knobs up to be able to handle a little bit more horsepower on Friday for you. But in reality, we can handle 100,000 calls at the exact same time. It's just done in an automatic fashion.
And the final takeaway, eliminate call wait times completely. One of the biggest frustrations is having to wait to be heard. Increased customer wait time is a silent killer. It leads to missed opportunities and a poor client experience right from the start. With Capture Now, call wait times becomes a thing of the past. In our demand-led world, eliminating call wait times is truly a differentiating advantage. While competitors let leads slip through the cracks, Capture Now allows firms to consistently deliver a seamless, responsive experience that callers have come to expect from a modern business.
We answer it immediately. If you were to be working with an answering service, you need to build in ring time for them to be able to answer the call as well.
All right, everybody, that's it for today. I hope we added a few more tools to your kit. For more about Chris and Capture Now, head over to the show notes. Before you go, do me a solid and smash that follow button. I'd sincerely appreciate it. And I know you don't want to miss out on our next episode. Thanks for listening to Personal Injury Mastermind with me, Chris Dreyer, founder and CEO of Rankings.io. Catch you next time. I'm out.